the October 7, 2023 attack on Israel by Hamas not only marked a new beginning in the decades-old Israeli-Palestinian conflict, it also ushered in a new era of social media. Hamas live-streamed the events of that day, and the bloody business of war was brought unfiltered into our hands. Within days, the hashtags Palestine and Israel had logged billions of views on social media. Last fall, University of Illinois journalism students Liv Barwinska, Nathan DeHaan, Annalise Cornejo-Garcia, Elizabeth Kelly, and Faith Lee spoke with members of the Champaign-Urbana community about the toll the flood of graphic violence was taking on their mental health and well-being. Produced and edited by University of Illinois journalism professor Charles Stretch Ledford, here's Chapter 6 of Fallout, A War at Our Fingertips.
Something that I think is notable is the protests going on internationally in huge numbers. And I think that could be due to social media. Right, this war has been going on for like over 75 years. And now, more than ever, the world is connected.
As a Muslim who regularly goes to the masjid, everyone's been impacted in different ways. Like, regardless if you want to or not, you just have everything thrown at you.
Almost every single day, I am viewing footage from Instagram, from social media accounts, from reporters who are on the ground in Palestine, constantly reposting and sharing a lot of horrendous, horrific footage of what is taking place right now.
I had to take a break from social media for 2-3 weeks because the amount of hate I was seeing, and not just that, videos of all the scenes that happened, all the bodies, and at some point your heart can't take it anymore.
Majority of my Instagram following is pro-Israel. I try to surround myself with things that I agree with. So I try to keep my Instagram and TikTok positive just for my own mental health.
I spend a lot of time thinking about this, checking social media all night, not sleeping, thinking about my family, are they okay? It's not very easy to talk about it. Even if I think about like some mental health help around campus, I'm concerned. Like, can I really say whatever I want? I know they say it's confidential or whatever, but can I really say what I want? So I cannot even like comfortably use those resources. I'm just worried that if my identity is known, like there will be a problem, like maybe my visa will be revoked or I won't be able to do complete my studies.
I mean, we're not built to take in this amount of grief from so far away, but maintaining this like human element and human connection I think is important.
I mean, it's so depressing that sometimes I just don't want to watch the news anymore but at the same time, I need to know what's going on and if things are going to stop and Palestine is going to be free and everything will go back to normal.
It's not easy to see what's happening. You can go online, internet, Instagram, any type of social media. The atrocities that's been happening is not something you can forget. It's kids, families, dismembered, or not even a person anymore. And to be able to see that so easily is so hard on someone's mind, so harsh on someone's brain, and it's not something easy to cope with.
This series was produced and edited by University of Illinois journalism professor Charles Stretch Ledford. Interviews were conducted by U of I journalism students Liv Barwinska, Nathan DeHaan, Elizabeth Kelly, and Faith Lee.